Who is Wendell Willkie? What are his beliefs? Well, he's the president of the Commonwealth and Southern Corporation, and he gained prominence through his attacks on the Tennessee Valley Authority's competition with his company's interests in the South. As one Washingtonian puts it, he owns two farms and works them. That's ominous. And being from Indiana and a lawyer by profession, there's no doubt he's a presidential candidate. All Indiana lawyers are. Willkie's presidential campaign doesn't get underway until just a few months before the 1940 convention. He made several speeches attacking the New Deal as a threat to freedom, as seeking to increase the powers of government. He has urged modification of the tax laws, a curb on New Deal regulatory agencies, a better attitude of government toward business. On foreign policy issues, Willkie has not hidden his sympathy for the German conquered and the German threatened. He has opposed American intervention in the war. He advocates national defense not as a step toward war, but as a protection against it. The political bosses can't stop Wendell Willkie. Willkie's running mate is Republican Senate leader Charles McNary of Oregon, known as a farm spokesman. Willkie had not met his running mate prior to the convention. But neither Wendell Willkie nor Charles McNary can stand against Franklin D. Roosevelt. Once again, the Republican hopes will be dashed against the fortress of the New Deal.